All right, and we are back. Jared Stittman joining us now from Heritage and Daily Signal. Jared, welcome. How are you?
Thank you very much. Good to be on.
I always enjoy having you, and we were originally going to talk a little bit about the media coverage of what they feel happened on January 6th, but honestly, Jared, you know, after further thought, there's so little to talk about there, and it's nothing more than a bunch of hype, literally. There's been no key findings coming out of that at all. It's just, it's all theater is all it is.
Yeah, it's really an introduction of the kangaroo court to American politics. It's something to, I think, an attempt to distract America, especially when right now the economic news is very, very bad. The stock markets are getting absolutely killed, inflation running out of control through most of the country, and, of course, the high price at the gas pump. I think much of it is an attempt to rile up the base of voters, to distract from the very big issues that most Americans right now are paying a lot of attention to or are very much concerned about looking forward. So I agree. I think there's, I mean, they're running this thing like almost like a show trial. I don't think a lot's coming out of it, and I don't think it's ultimately going to boost their cause in the minds of the American people.
Agree. On the same token, something that we are going to talk about, which I think is not helping them, by the way, because I do think there's a lot of folks out there that feel very much the way you and I do when it comes to this whole, you know, transgenderism, you know, making sure that your child feels that they're being gender affirmed. And in fact, even getting parents to school teachers have these closets where folks can come to school or kids can come to school and change and all these different things that are going on. And yet what we're finding out is that let's say this, Jarrett, and I've said this all along. There's a lot of mental things going on in this whole realm that I think a lot of folks are ignoring, and it's going to come back to bite us.
It is going to come back to bite us, and I think what we've seen happen is that many institutions in this country have gone all in on this idea that what they call gender affirmation, for especially in cases of children, which means puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and occasionally surgeries, it's the right way to go. If this is a something that's positive for the health of young people, that it'll prevent things like suicide, which I think has been a big part of that narrative that's been pushed by many medical institutions. What's interesting about this is the Heritage Foundation recently just concluded a study on this issue and actually took a look at the states that have passed laws that allow children effectively to do these treatments without parental consent. And what we found is that the suicide rates that they've talked about very much are actually much higher in the states that allow children to do this without parental consent, which is exactly the opposite of what the narrative has been from so many of these institutions and big tech and all these other companies. And I think that's an incredibly important part of this debate, is how we put so many young people in this country in a lot of danger, are people who would not normally have gone through this process and completely, in some cases, permanently altered their future lives.
Yep.
That wouldn't have happened if they weren't getting that reinforced.
That's right. And keep in mind, this is the same party that wants to somehow, and it's another big, huge debate, I'm going to talk about it later in the show, but they want to restrict access to guns for kids that are under the age of 21 and so on. And again, I'll talk about that later. But Jared, being the same party that finds they want to restrict in this case, young person or a teenager's decision when it comes to buying a firearm, is the same exact party that will tell you at age 13 or 12 even, you can change your gender.
It really is an incredible thing, the message they're giving young people. And I think with very little evidence that it's beneficial, it's very clear, certainly to me, that the ideology is what's coming first, not the medicine, not the science. Mm-hmm. And this is about ideology. This is about what they want. And you know, we've seen, especially there have been recent polls that show that children and young people that identify as transgender has nearly doubled in less than 5 years. I mean, this is becoming a kind of, I think, a real social contagion in America that's very much been driven by our media, by many institutions in this country that have promoted this as a universal good. And I think when you really dig beneath it, when you actually start to get into the science, I think that it certainly does not appear that it's beneficial to young people at all. In fact, it looks like it's incredibly harmful, and how many people have fallen into this. And I think it's an incredibly terrible message, and I think what's bad about it is that this debate is barely even had because it's suppressed by a lot of media organizations, by big tech that oftentimes censors things on Twitter, on YouTube. And that's the real problem here. Americans are not even allowed to debate this topic that is an incredibly impactful on young people, on children, on the most vulnerable people in our society.
I also feel like, Jarrett, and I think this goes along very much with what you're talking about, I feel like, and even Bill Maher, who, by the way, is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, talked about how having a transgendered kid is becoming almost a vogue thing, if you would, for parents, where they can run around and tout the fact that they've got a transgendered kid, almost like it's some sort of a badge of honor for these parents. And I liken it to, and maybe this comparison is wrong, Jared, but I kind of liken it to that parent that starts putting their kids, who may or may not even want to do it, but starts putting them into sports at a very early age. Maybe they're a talented kid, but they really sort of force feed sports onto the kid to the point where the kid goes along with it. He does everything, or she does everything that they like, but they finally get to a point, sometimes it's even in college, where they just say, you know what? I'm done with football, or I'm done with baseball, or I'm done with cheerleading, or whatever it might happen to be, Jared. It gets to the point where the kid finally wakes up and says, I want my own life. I want to do what I want to do, not what my mom and dad want me to do. And I'm not saying there's a direct comparison to that versus this transgenderism thing, but when it comes to how the parents are handling it, I think there is.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because one of the videos that emerged over the weekend was a young child at a Pride event. That there were very explicit things that were seen at the event. I believe this was in L.A., was actually crying and trying to turn away,
yep,
and the parent was turning them around.
Yep.
These are really disturbing things, especially when you consider what's happening in many cases is the sexualization of the environment that young children are in. I think, if anything, our society has tried to protect young people and children from that, introducing that into elementary school-type environments with young children who may not even be able to process what they're seeing. It's a really disturbing thought in our society. This is being promoted in public schools. It's absolutely disturbing, and I think it's becoming commonplace. The idea is if they're not showing them these things, that they're somehow violating their rights, that this is against a gay rights. And I think that's the wrong message to send. I think it's going to hurt a lot of those children, as you said, who, as they get older and they start to develop, you know, a will of their own and a mind of their own, they may very much turn against this. But I can't imagine the kind of harm that I think is being done in a lot of these cases.
I agree. And again, unlike sports, where a lot of kids do enjoy it and they find a lot of, you know, success and gratification and so on. But I've known kids, by the way, I've known some that fit into that description of what I just said a moment ago. Some folks that were very, by the way, very, very good, could have probably went on and played pro, but finally got the point where it's just like, you know what? I don't need all of this pressure. I want a normal, regular life, and they go that direction. Now, the difference between that and this is there's no physical harm that's been done. There's no mutilation, because, Jarrett, when you change one sex to another, it literally changes your entire body makeup in a lot of cases. How should I say this? In all cases, if they go through that particular gender reassignment, it is a permanent thing that happens. It might be able to be reversed, but when it comes to what happens mentally, physically, reproductively, the damage is done. You're not going back at that point.
It is. And you imagine, especially, you know, with a young person, that, look, something might be heard, seem reasonable to a five-year-old by the time they're 10 or the time they're 15, may deeply regret what they've done. They'll have no chance to reverse that. And how many other things in our lives do we allow children to make those kind of permanent, irreversible decisions?
We don't.
We just don't.
No, we don't, Jarrett. I mean, I've been a parent. I've raised numerous kids throughout my life. My youngest is 30, and the answer to your question is a really simple, we don't. We don't allow them to do those things. In fact, as parents, we try our best to make sure they don't make those mistakes that they would regret the rest of their lives, whether it be, you know, sex before marriage, whether it be, you know, just the way they handle things, what kind of friends they have, drugs, alcohol. Jarrett, we go through all those things as parents. Why are we trying to push this? I don't get it.
I think there's a broader ideological agenda behind this, and an attempt to normalize it. And I think it's doing incredible damage to a lot of children across this country, many of whom are confused, many of whom have made a bad decision and are going to pay the consequences 10, 20, 30 years, the rest of their lives, that they'll regret. And I think that we have a duty, especially right now, as this is becoming a major national issue, to put our foot down on behalf of the children who I think are going to be harmed most by this. And I think this is really, I think, a definitely encourage your listeners to read the study, because there is a lot of, I think, bad misinformation out there, this idea that this all these procedures are done out of kindness, and if you're opposed to it, it's your bigot. I think in many cases the opposite direction is the case, and I think that this is about protecting young people. This is about not sexualizing children and preparing them for that when they get older. So I think that that's a really important thing. This foul line has to be drawn right now.
I agree. By the way, folks, find that at the Daily Signal. Jared Stepman, of course, is the writer of this, and the title is Study Connects Jump in Youth Suicide with Transgender Treatments, Lack of Parental Consent. Again, you can find that at dailysignal.com. Jarrett, as always, I enjoy having you. Great article. Keep up the good work. I mean, these are the things that we have just got to continue to, as you said earlier, we've got to fight. We've got to push back. We also have to know the facts. We can't just be spouting off things that we don't know. And you've got some great facts in this particular article, because I read it, talking about the very things we just went through.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jarrett. Have a great week.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.